Come gather round, children, and put down the phone. Hear you the legend of old Brundage Bone.
A big and a blustery, nasty ass fella.
Mushroom gray skin and teeth all a yellow. Miserly and mean, breath smelling of dung. This is his song, and it shall be sung. A bully by nature, a farmer by trade.
But his crops never thrive, for he planted in shade.
He come up with a scheme that would make him quite rich. But he made a grave error when he pissed off a witch. Derry down, 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 Derry down.
'Twas a fine crisp autumn day when old Brundage Bone walked into the local pub, known as the Randy Swan, and called out to the proprietor.
Mads Drambuie, I've no reason to live, so you might as well pour me a pint.
Brundage, what's got you so kicked in the teeth?
It's damn near harvest. I'll be lucky to get 20 scant bushels of rye.
That's because your land lies on the dark side of the valley. What you need is a sunny spot for your crops.
And how the bastard baby Jesus do I do that?
Well, Oh, you know, last year, Lucius Carbuncle went to the farm upwind of his meager acres to call on his neighbor, Betsy Pandowdy.
Morning, Betsy.
Morning, Lucius. What brings you to my door?
I want your farm.
Yeah, and I want my cows to squirt whiskey from their teats.
Mistress Pandowdy, you'll sell your farm to me cheap, or I'll denounce you as a sorceress in bed with the devil.
Well, feck me sideways to Sunday.
So, Mads, you're saying...
The widow Churndash has some fine sunny acres just to the south of you.
T'was well after nightfall when the widow Churndash was wakened by a banging on her front door.
Who rouses an old woman from her troubled slumber?
Widow Churndash, it's me, your neighbor, Brundage Bone.
Come in, Bone. The fire's gone cold, so I've no coffee to offer you.
I've been meaning to ask, what happened to your husband?
There never was a Mr. Churndash.
But you're known as a widow.
All men are dead to me.
Well, I won't beat the bush around. Give me your farm or I'll falsely accuse you of being a witch.
You can't do that, Brundage Bone.
Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world to do.
I meant you can't falsely accuse me of witchcraft because I am, in fact, a witch!
Just give me the deed and be gone from these parts, else you'll burn at the stake, Churndash.
You can take the farm, Bone, but you'll never be rid of me. Every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
In a cloud of smoke, thick and mannish, the Churndash witch, she did vanish.
Huh. Well, happy to be done with that old crow.
But as Brundage Bone made his way home, he heard the sound of laughter coming from a withered old willow.
What sort of game does some knave play? Show yourself.
And then the tree bark began to swim about like a loose school of fishies and settled into the face of the witch.
WTF!
Always with you, Farmer Bone.
Soon enough, Brundage Bone had snatched up the Churndash land, and with his newfound prosperity, caught himself a young wife. Abigail. She was a pious thing who loved to spend her time in prayer.
Oh, dear father, hear your humble servant.
Brundage figured a little extra holiness in the house couldn't hurt when there was the chance of black magic afoot.
Husband, would you care to sing a hymn of praise with me?
Perhaps later, my dear.
After a time, since Brundage had seen no sightings of the sorceress, he came to believe her threats were idle.
Ha! Nothing to fear. There's no witch round here. I, for one, am in the clear.
Careful, Brundage. I am quite near.
What? And there above him, on a birch branch perched, a wee tit. Which is a sort of bird. The wee bird looked like any other wee bird, except that it had the wee head of an old woman!
Oh, Jesus Christ, and a cranberry bog!
Which is just as disturbing as you think it would be. Brundage's horse. Did I mention Brundage was on horseback?
No!
I can be such a careless narrator sometimes. I once narrated an entire story about a goose and a haberdasher's apprentice without ever telling anybody that the goose was actually a princess. So, anyway, Rex, the haberdasher's apprentice, actually went up to the Weasel King.
Excuse me. Whose tale are you telling? You've left me stranded on the back of a horse.
Right. Brundage's steed reared up in fear.
Its front hooves lifted off the grooves of the path.
Oh. So frightened it was of the witch's wrath. It bucked up its flanks, and that miserable Bone found that from his saddle he had been thrown.
Oh, Becky! You cowardly old nag! I'll walk from home.
He walked and grew thirsty. So he bent down to the creek. Oh, but the water swirled like a clutch of naughty eels and formed the face of the witch. And then watery hands reached up to pull him down.
I'm getting closer and closer, Brundage Bone.
Get back, you filthy hag!
I'll have my sweet farm back ere the corn grows high.
No, you won't, you she-devil!
Brundage Bone ran through the woods. All around him, the things of this world called out to him. The rock.
Brundage.
The hive of bees.
Brundage Bone.
My
mushrooms. All manner of stuff and junk. Brundage Bone was almost home. He ran through his front garden and flew into the house, bolting the thick oak door behind him.
Wife!
Oh, dear husband, are ye all right?
Oh, I am ready to pray with ye, my love. I am so very ready to join you in prayer.
Oh, this fills my faithful and obedient heart with joy. Kneel beside me.
And Brundage knelt beside his young bride.
Oh, father, it is your meek and loving servant Abigail. And I say with a willing heart, hail Satan and all his dark demons.
Abigail, what the feck?
Oh, my dear helpmate. Surely you didn't think I was praying to the ridiculous Christian God. Not while I was here, so very close to you.
And she reached to her face and pulled back her skin, revealing the witch hidden within.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes!
They found Blundage's hide and clumps of his hair. Most of his guts were laid out on the stair.
On the dining room table there sat his left lung.
In a dish with some butter, his dirty old tongue. Out by the privy
were his nipples and lips.
Stretched on the loom were the
sand from his hips.
Stretched on the loom were his sinews and veins. Way in the barn was a bucket of brains. They searched every field, hilltop and valley.
They asked every Tom, every Richard and Sally.
Swept the damp marshes where lonely cranes mated. But nary a one of Bones was located. Gary down, down,